Hi, I'm Hugh. After spending some time practicing and teaching law, I was very happy to be a stay-at-home parent, but recently it's been getting harder and harder to justify staying home now that the kids have been on their own and out of the home for several years. Once I did get out of the house, I found myself at the Preble Street Food Security Hub. Why the hub, you ask? Well, I like food. I mean, I eat at least 3 times a day, but I'm still hungry and constantly thinking about food most of the time. I also began to think about all the people around me who are really hungry. Those people don't have reliable access to enough affordable and nutritious food on a daily basis. Turns out in our state, that's almost 200,000 Mainers, including 1 in 5 kids, and that's why I'm at the hub. Now, I'll admit, I was a bit apprehensive to start, wondering whether I could deal with people I couldn't put in time out, or whether I could keep up with changes in the workplace over the past few decades. I mean, the first week I was at the hub, I was asked what type of music I wanted to listen to, German rap or transgender love songs. Both, I guess. Then there was really no need to worry, because what I found, in addition to so many musical genres I never even heard of, was a culture of caring and kindness that is just one part of an organization that helps provide the essentials of life that most of us take for granted: food, shelter, and community. And if that wasn't enough, the people at the hub are remarkable, from local and foreign exchange students all the way up to great-grandparents, from all backgrounds and vocations: veterans, first responders, nurses, folks between jobs, clients, construction workers, groups and people too numerous to mention, but all with their own story and reason for lending a hand. Now, leading this diverse brigade of volunteers is a knowledgeable, patient, and considerate kitchen staff who make the work fun and safe. Look, I still have all 10 fingers after 6 months in. A staff chock full of food professionals, many who worked and created in some of Portland's best restaurants like Duck Fat and Honey Paul, who turn out delicious and nutritious quality, restaurant quality meals 7 days a week. Now, I'm not going to lie, certainly some of the volunteer tasks are more fun than others. I mean, lugging, washing, and scrubbing multiple 50-pound bags of potatoes, trimming, peeling, and cutting crates of onions with a few tears, and picking microscopic leaves off of 100 sprigs of thyme aren't at the top of my fun list. But when you see, smell, and taste all this being transformed into a delicious potato leek soup with a minced scallion garnish, I might add, that we are ladling into 500 cups to be packed with the other food to go out for the day, you can't help but be impressed. And then when you think about where that food is going, to our neighbors who would otherwise go hungry that day, like the young family in Bangor struggling to make ends meet, the trans teen from Gorin who got kicked out of their parents' home, or the houseless veteran in Portland struggling with mental health, all of whom won't go to sleep on an empty stomach at night and will wake up the next morning with a better chance at a fresh start. You can't help but love what you're doing. This work is life-changing, not just for the clients, but for the volunteers, the staff, the type of work that makes you feel better about yourself, your community, and our future, knowing that there's so many people out there giving, not taking, supporting, not judging, helping, not hurting. It's truly a great place to be.